News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Has been mass outrage following the suspended sentence handed down to soldier Cathal Crotty, who beat 24-year-old Natasha O'Brien unconscious on a Limerick street in 2022. And Diane Byrne, member of the Women of Honour group from the Irish Defence Forces, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Diane. Your reaction to what we have seen unfold, the assault and then the outrage, what are the Women of Honour saying about all of this?
Unfortunately, this particular case is not coming as a surprise. We didn't know any details of this case itself, but we have a great many others that really match this type of case. We're seeing them constantly coming to us as a stream. So it's not really a new piece of information to us. It's shocking what has happened, but it's happened before. It's happened many times before. Women of Honour have been fighting to get this looked at and unearth the truths that are really going on, and the types of cover-ups and favours and protection that's been done, and the injustices that victims are getting through the entire system within the Defence Forces and further afield. So we're delighted in one way to see the mass outrage that's happening, but it's not the only kind of case that deserves this type of outrage.
Yeah.
And that's why we're focusing in terms of the tribunal to get them all into it.
Absolutely. But Diane, what did you make of what the judge, Tom O'Donnell, said when he said that, you know, he didn't want to, I suppose, enact the custodial sentence because it would probably ruin Cathal Crotty's career in the army. What did you think of that?
It's absolutely shocking that a career of somebody who has perpetrated a crime such as this can take precedence over the crime itself, nearly, and that they can get away with it for a career. We have seen it before. We've seen people protected within the Defence Forces for crimes such as this. So it's not a surprise to us. It's very, very disappointing that it's still happening. And it's concerning that the cultural change that's being put out and you know, all of these, the stories that have made the headlines, Defence Forces and otherwise, in violence, particularly against women, in the last number of years, that we're still here. People still aren't understanding the cultural change that needs to happen.
I see on the front page of the Irish Times this morning, naval officers still serving despite attack. This is an attack that took place. Same judge was involved in the case. The sentence was also fully suspended, and that person is a serving member of the naval force. Is the culture such that these things are not frowned on enough within our defence forces? Is there a culture of violence being tolerated?
Absolutely. Like, we've pushed very, very hard for this tribunal because we have said to people, don't believe what we're saying. We're not asking you to. We're asking for it to be investigated. And let's show the type of behaviours that have been going on and the type of, it's condoning and nearly a reward system that has been put in place for perpetrators. And you have to wonder how we have these perpetrators. You know, we're nearly breeding them in the sense that we're permitting them to happen because we're not condoning and we're not punishing and dishing out the types of punishments that need to say this is not acceptable, you can't do this. But we have a pattern of victims' lives being destructed, being destroyed.
Is there a kind of a hard man culture? I mean, I have no idea, but is that part of the issue, do you think, Diane?
I think it's more of a loyalty system. You know, if you dare to
brothers
speak
in arms, you don't.
If you dare to speak out against the organisation, you know, if you don't just accept what's happened to you and you criticise something, you know, there's a the camaraderie is there, but the camaraderie could be connections between people at various ranks. You know, I know him. He's a good lad. He wouldn't do that. But he did.
Is the Irish Defence Forces, do you believe, is it a cold house for women?
It's a very difficult place. You can be lucky, you can, depending on who you work with, because there's a lot of jobs in the Defence Forces, there's a lot of people in the Defence Forces, and you can be very, very lucky and work with some very, very wonderful people. But not everybody in there is wonderful. And if you step left or right of it, it can become a very cold place very quickly.
Okay.
And not everybody accepts women in these types of jobs either.
And this tribunal that I know you have campaigned so hard for, is this tribunal obviously happening now? Do you have confidence, or do you believe that tribunal, that it will affect change, that actually change will come from it?
We've always believed that this type of process, this mechanism to look and investigate all of the issues that have been happening in the Defence Forces, that this is the best possible way forward. It's a starting point. Will it do everything? We don't know yet. We believe that this is going to be the start. The terms of reference are there. We still believe that there are issues and concerns in that. We know that the people that have come forward to us, there's so, so many. But we also know that there's great fear for them to go to the tribunal because of the retribution that they're going to suffer.
Okay.
If it's known that they've come forward. So there's still a trust to be built.
And you
it.
Believe that there
we
will be retribution?
There
will be retribution if people come forward.
People are very fearful of that. There has been kind of promises put out there by the Taoiseach and the Department of Defence and the Chief of Staff to say there won't. But we've all had that before. They're looking at us. We can't tell them that's not going to happen to them, but we can tell them we're going to be there to help support you. And if people come forward in the numbers that we need them to come forward to make this really work, then there can't be retribution against everybody.
Diane Byrne, member of the Women of Honour Group, thank you very much for speaking to us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.